In today's gospel, Jesus, on the night he was about to be betrayed, speaks about joy. And I would like to compare that to how often in the divine liturgy we use the word forever. Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. The word forever in Greek is aionis. And it doesn't simply mean to live forever or to be forever, but it deals with a quality of life which is strictly applicable to God. And when we live a good life, it is applicable to us. In other words, forever is not simply to be, but to live well. Now, in our society, we speak about quality of life often when we talk about end-of-life issues, whether someone is living physically well or even mentally, emotionally well, and our society discusses whether they should live at all. That is not what quality of life means for the Christian, because often we get confused by what happens to us with who we truly are. Quality of life for the Christian is a quality of character and good choices, because fate may be what happens to you, but destiny is what we choose by whom we become. And so the Christian is reminded that all those subtle little choices with which we build our everyday lives speak to us who we are and who will we become. And forever means that we as Christians should choose well, reminding ourselves we have no control over what happens to us. We have no control over people's opinions about us, rumors that may float about us, or even about those thoughts of self-doubt that may come into our minds. But what we do have is the surety of faith and the gift of choice which God gave us to trust in his power to free us from those things that would enslave us. We are free to choose anything, but not everything that we choose will make us free. And so as Christians, we think and we pray, Lord, give us that quality of life that will make us good. We do not want simply to have good things happen to us. We want to be good every day of our lives, to seek to be better, not to be limited by the minimum, not to look at the Ten Commandments as our goal, but as the bare minimum, and to look at God's emphatic call to us, love one another, love your God, and seek to do the best. Don't seek to give a little. Seek to give everything. Don't seek to love people because you have to, but say, how can I love them even more? How can I give even more? In today's epistle, there is one phrase that you will never find in the Gospels. But St. Paul says, Jesus used to say, it is better to give than to receive. Now, you won't find that in the gospel, but it's a phrase that St. Paul quotes as one of Jesus' catchphrases. And it is one of the great compensations of life, that when you sincerely want to give of yourself and help someone, you always receive a satisfaction and a progress in the emotional and spiritual life that you live. So learn to live well, not simply with your health, not simply with your finances, but with your character that you will carry with you today and into eternity. Slava Isusu Christu.